This is Voices of Our World. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. We'll continue with our discussion about how art may relieve oppression, change our self-perception, and our worldview. João Pessoa, Brazil, is located in the easternmost point of the Americas. It boasts some of Brazil's most beautiful beaches and a population of about 600,000. Jobs are scarce as Brazil's economy continues to diminish. Tourism there has never matched Rio's fame, and even Brazilians come less often as news of violence increase. Brazil's educational system does not provide opportunities for the majority of its population. Even though there is a public school system, the best schools cost money, while the best universities are free. So rich kids pay to learn and train for the rigorous public university exams, while poor kids rarely make it through secondary school before needing to seek employment. So the drug trade is becoming an attractive option, and with it comes crime. Shocked by the level of violence reported on Brazil's national television, Mercy Amtaita, a Marinol sister, decided to join Flavio's Theater of the Oppressed youth group. Through games, plays, and songs, she hopes to help young people to avoid the violence in their surroundings. On a rainy day, Eleanor Ostrinsky sat down with Marinol sister Mercy Amtaita to discuss oppression in its many forms: violence, inequality, and racism.
Racism is very common in Brazil. But by using arts, for example, if you can draw a picture which say there is no black and white, there is only one people, or put a sign on the road, racism is not exist. By seeing that, people can start to reflect, am I racist? So I feel like arts can help in that way, instead of using a lot of voice. And the music, the same thing, create a song which touched the reality of racism. And when you sing it, people can get the message, and it can help because there is a lot of racism in Brazil.
Why is there a lot of racism in Brazil? It seems like everybody is a mixture of everybody. So how can it be that there's such intense racism?
If you go back to the history of the country, a lot of slaves were taken from Africa, brought back to Brazil. And most of slaves take care of the colonies of the white people. So that contributes for the mentality of the white people that a black person is a slave. A black people was born only to give service to the white people. So when you come to the sector of education, the sector of jobs, the sector of transportation, even at the high level of government, you will see there are very few blacks. A lot of blacks don't get a lot of chance to enter the university because of blacks. A lot of challenges for musicians, for example, they don't put black people in dancing because they want all the people who are white. So some people questioned about it. Why do you don't take women or dancers who are blacks? Why don't you mix your people? People are not aware of it. But it's there when you really go deep.
Can you tell me a story about someone who you met that talked about how they felt about their relationship to the world in relation to racism?
I can tell you a story of myself because I'm black, I'm African, I've been to Brazil for a short time. So I was online as the first person, asked the counter to give me salmon because he's cutting the salmon. And the counter didn't do anything. He was just pretending like he does not see me, you know, pretending to be so busy. And there I'm standing, waiting for him, thinking maybe when he finish, he will give me what I want. Another customer came, and this person was a man and a white. And he ordered the same thing I was ordering. And he stopped right away and helped this man. And in my head, I said, why is this happening? So I went right away to him and I said, excuse me, I was here first. And why are you saving this man before me? And the customer was so nervous. And he said to me, you can take if you want. You can go first. And I said, you are not the one I'm dealing with. You don't have any mistake. The counter is the one I want him to know that he should serve me first before you because you came behind me. So I didn't continue to say anything. I just let him know what he did was not good. But I didn't get the answer. Was it because of racism? Was it because I was a black person? Or was it because I was a woman? So all those kind of questioning is still in my head. And it can be possible. Is it because I was a woman? And here the man is first. So that was really a good example I like to tell about it.
And it must happen all the time in other ways. And mm-hmm. Do you find that when you're in this group, do you see this work, even though you're there to kind of facilitate other people, do you find that it helps you too?
Yeah, I think it helps me a lot because my awareness helps me to work with people. Because I meet a lot of racism many places, even in the buses, even you are going to there. Supermarket, people will be walking around you because you are black. I know that, but I just try to have a positive mind and to take things easier. Where I can say, like the place I was able to tell this man, I say it. But also I'm trying to help those young people especially to be aware of it.
Now, you come from Tanzania, so I'm assuming that you didn't experience racism. Or did you experience racism in Tanzania?
To say the truth, I didn't experience racism in Tanzania. What I experienced in Tanzania was tribalism, which is a little different from racism. And that is very common in my country.
What does it mean?
In Tanzania, we have like 120 tribes. Some places were able to get a lot of education, privilege. So they have many chances in the government, in different sectors. So when they have that chance in the sectors, they take the people of the same tribe with them. For example, I'm a Chaga from Kilimanjaro, and if you give me an office, I will employ many Chagas because they are coming from my region and I have close relationship with them. Or if I come from Bukoba, the tribe there is higher. So if I'm higher and if you give me an office or in the school I'm a headmistress, I will put all the teachers higher. So that is very common in my country.
Well, you know, in the United States, we don't think about it as tribalism, but that definition of tribalism is something that happens all the time. Look at the government. You're going to make sure that the people that are your friends, the people that grew up like you, the people that had the same education as you, mm-hmm. are going to benefit from whatever office of power that you may hold. And that's, it's not based on a tribe, but it's based on these very strong connections amongst particular families or particular classes. So is this experience in Brazil kind of shocking for you because all of a sudden you're a black woman in a place that doesn't think of black people as equal?
The people in Brazil are so good. They are very friendly. Some people are very welcoming. The culture is almost like Tanzanian culture. The food, we share a lot of things. So I can say I love Brazil a lot and I like the people in Brazil. But as we say, nothing is perfect. Eh? So things like this, violence, racism, it helps me. Eh? It helps me to be creative. The shock I got, it tells me, do something, Mercy, do something. You are here. That's why you are here.
So is this why you also choose to work with people in Bahia? What is that place called?
I'm working in Bahia de Trasal because in Bahia de Trasal there is indigenous people. And my reason is the oppression and the struggle of the people because most of indigenous people, they don't have their rights. They suffer a lot because of land issues, education issues, and they are not proud of their culture anymore. Because if I'm indigenous, they're going to be chasing me away. People are going to laugh about who I am, about my culture. So this fear makes them to lose their dignity. I remember the first day I arrived there in Bahia de Trasal. I met this woman and her first impression was, "Are you African?" I said, "Yes, I'm Tanzanian and I'm African." And she looked at me and she said, "Yeah, it's only Africans and Indians who have suffered." You know? So I said, "Oh my God, I never think about it." But for me, it was a good time to hear that respond from her. That means she's feeling she's oppressed. That for me is already gone, because I come from Tanzania. Colonization is gone a long time ago. We don't really suffer that. But she suffered because she experienced it until today.
Is there also oppression of women?
I think it's all over the world now. Women are really oppressed. Because somehow I feel like the culture is like in my country, Tanzania, because women always are under men, you know. A man is a person who is powerful, who has voice in the family. A woman is the one who do everything for a man. Cooking, washing clothes, take care of kids. And the father sometimes is just watching TV, relaxing. When you look on the government, minister, president, there is no woman there. Women are very few. Even if they are trying to ask for leadership, it's very hard to get it. They respect men more than women.
So what other things have you learned since you've come here to Brazil?
Brazilian women, they are so free with their body. This is really something I'm still trying to adjust on it. They really dress different. They wear very, very short pants and leave their stomach out. But after being here for a short time, and after, I take it more positive now. Because what is the problem? My body is my body. And everybody knows how my body is. So what am I hiding? You know? And if it's really too hot, why do I need to suffer? So it's a good lesson for me. But it will be so hard when I go home, because it's another culture. Nobody will understand me. But I think it makes me grow a lot. Not hiding like everything. Wear 8 clothes, 2 clothes.
What kinds of oppression have you experienced? Racism? Sexism? We want your stories. Email us. Go to www.marynoel.org/voices. Just click on Contact Us. Or call us at 877-MARY-KNOWLE. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. Well, that's all for this week, and thanks for listening. Flavio Rocha da Silva and Mercy Mtaita are just two of the voices of our world. This week's show was produced by Eleanor Strinsky, and I'm your host, Eileen Bott. To suggest a topic or for more information on today's guests, please go to our program's website, www.marynoel.org/voices. To get Mary Knoll Magazine in English or Spanish, please call 877-MARY-KNOWLE. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. If you missed a portion of this program, you can catch us on our website, www.marynoel.org/voices. And please join us next time for more Voices of Our World.